Welcome back to Secret Sauce. This is LaToya. And yeah, hey guys, I have a newbie on the radio today with me. Oh, psh, on the podcast, really. Nakia. Say hi, Nakia.
Hey!
So Nakia is a cosplay. What is it? Is it called cosplayer?
Cosplayer, cosplay photographer, all that good stuff.
Okay. So she's a cosplayer and a cosplay photographer. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to get her on the mic with me and talk a little bit about cosplay itself, because over this past year, I've been really thinking about doing some cosplay. I mean, why not add to my already full ass life? Why not? I don't have shit else to do. So
exactly.
No, don't agree with that. That's a terrible thought. Absolutely not.
Get busy.
So anyways, Nakia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on with me today. So to start off, tell me just a little bit about you and who you are.
Well, a little old me. Well, of course, I actually went to school for photography. So photography is my thing. That's my whole life right now. Mm-hmm. But cosplay is like the other half. It's like I got my light side and my dark side.
Oh, you're cute. Okay.
So I'm really trying to just kind of use cosplay to expand on myself, expand on my life itself, and try to make new experiences, and also use photography and kind of build this art just into something huge.
Okay. So how long have you been doing cosplay?
Ooh, how long? Hold on, wait a minute. That's a thought. That's a numbers question. Give me a second. I want to say, I think I started 2014.
Oh.
Well, 5 years.
Yeah, you've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, so tell me why you got into cosplay.
I really got into cosplay. My best friend at the time, she said, oh my gosh, there's this thing happening and I want you to come with me. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, all right, you know, I'll go anywhere and try anything one time. And then we went, and it was actually MomoCon. So MomoCon was my very first con, the local Atlanta con. Mm-hmm. And I went and I was like, oh my God, this is freaking amazing. Look at all these weirdos walking around. This is fantastic. So the next year, I dressed up for it, and I just wore some freaking from Amazon costume, and it wasn't even any real character. And someone walked up to me and said, are you Inuyasha? And I was all like, you know what? Yes, I am. And then from that point on, I morphed that cosplay into Inuyasha.
Okay.
And from then on, I just kind of stuck with it.
Okay. And so why... Okay, so when you bought the costume, you didn't have Inuyasha in mind.
No, it was just a pretty geisha-looking outfit, and I thought this would be great because it's, I don't know, Japanese-themed. It's Asian-themed.
Oh, well, that's dope, though. But you still were able to make it into a character.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic. Hmm. Okay, and so that was your very first cosplay?
It was, yeah.
Okay. So when you say you got an Amazon costume...
Mm-hmm.
That means you didn't spend that much money to get into it.
Nope. Heckin' cheap.
Heckin' cheap.
It was like a whole like just this thin fabric or whatever, but it's actually pretty freaking sturdy because I still wear it to this day. Mm-hmm. Just like Amazon, a freaking like $12-something. I know I didn't spend any more than $20 on that whole thing.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. I still implement those types of things. I gets the deals, okay?
Okay. So I went to a con. What was the con we went to recently?
Was that Atlanta, the Fantasy Expo?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Fantasy we went Expo. To that con, and one of the panels I went to with Dana, who was on the last podcast, shout out to Dana Morgan, was about doing cosplay, but not... that you don't have to spend that much to get into cosplay.
Not breaking the bank.
But the key is to start early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you say you went to Amazon and got your costume, how early was it before you went? Like, was it right before the con? You just picked up something?
It was after the first con, so really, I technically had the whole year to go because I got it right after. I was like, I should get something, and then just over time, I was kind of just like picking up things. I was like, oh, I should get this red flower pin. Oh, I should get these shoes, and I don't know. And then there was this little parasol. So, and this was really early, so I wasn't thinking, oh, this is such a big deal. I'm doing cosplay. I didn't even think of it as cosplay. I was just all like, I want to wear a costume. And by the time MomoCon came around again, I was all like, okay, I'm gonna wear this. I'm gonna actually wear it. I even bought like the white wig to go with it. So I was like, I'm gonna do this. I don't know who this is, but I'm gonna do it. And then it just kind of expanded from there, adding little bits here and there. So it really did start really early for that first costume.
Okay, so it's better if you're wanting to spend less, or if you're wanting to get a better costume, it's better to start earlier.
Yeah, because you can find better pieces over time, and some things that are even cheaper. Because you're gonna spend more money if you're trying to get it fast, because you want it to come faster, and you're just going with the first things you see, no matter how much they cost. It can kind of scramble your brain a little bit, and then later on, you'll probably see some things, and you're like, "Oh, I could have used this or that," you know?
Yeah. So back to you. So you've gotten your first costume. You went to your first cosplay. So are you now hooked, or do you have to do it again for you to feel like, yeah, I really want to do cosplay?
The first time was definitely hooked because it's a whole new experience. Like, I'm not really one to like the spotlight and all that much. Like, it makes me a little nervous. But when you're wearing the cosplay, it's like you're not even you, you're a whole new person. You can just go out there and do whatever you want and be wild and express yourself and be social. So all of a sudden everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, you're Inuyasha." And then they take like, "Can I take a picture?" And I'm all like, is that a thing that people do? They just ask you for a picture of your face? That's really weird. But eventually you're like, oh no, it's like in good fun because I totally want to take pictures of all these other people. And you just become a part of this whole community where we're just all like, oh my gosh, you look great. Let's talk about this character that you're dressed as. And you know, it's just like making friends and just being seen. It's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. So we've done our first con and now you're hooked. Tell me about some of the costumes that you've donned over time.
Some of the costumes. So I don't actually have a lot, but I feel like I pick ones that I know are something I really like, something that touch my heart. You know what I mean? So I've done, let me see, I've done Storm because one of the first cosplay I thought I could do as a black female was a black female character. I didn't know about just kind of branching out and doing whatever I wanted. I just wanted somebody to look like me. So I did Storm first, and I actually had a friend in college create the costume for me, just random based on the classic 90s cartoon Storm. So it was like all white and everything. And I went out with the same wig as the Inuyasha, and I was like, I can do this because I look like her, right? Black female, that's all I needed. Went out there and I felt so good in it. Like it was made basically. We sewed it together. I felt like I made it myself and out there with it. And I am embodying this character. And it was so amazing. And then after that, I think the next one I did was, I don't even remember. It was just like I wanted to be a Lolita anime girl. So I just bought this cute, cute dress. It had all these little bows and everything. And I had this long red wig that I just picked up at a con. I was like, this is fantastic. And I don't even have to be anybody special. I can just dress like this because it's fun.
Okay. And was that there's one that I'm waiting for you to say that I see pictures of you
It
in.
Harley?
Keep
It's
going.
Harley. Okay. Harley was actually a big one for me. Because it was just store bought, but then I think I ordered it. Where? I don't remember. I think this is also an Amazon. It is. It's also an Amazon cosplay, and I really just kind of altered it to fit myself. Like I had to put some zippers in there, and I had to fix these gloves. Like it had to fit right. You know what I mean? Because not everything's gonna fit the way it needs to fit for your body type. Right? And I was really nervous about it because it may not show a lot of skin, but it shows quite a bit more than I'm comfortable with. And I was all like, I'm gonna do this. And I'm standing in the mirror and I'm all like, you can do this. Look at you. You look freaking amazing. You get out there and you be Harley. And I did it. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I think I'm actually really known for that right now.
Okay. Still not the one I'm talking about, though.
Which one is it?
The Black Panther. Was it in
Oh my gosh, I
Shuri?
forgot.
Oh my gosh,
Dude, I
girl.
totally forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, it's
No,
Black Panther.
Black Panther. It's Shuri as Black Panther, and I freaking loved it. I don't even know how I decided to do that one, because Black Panther wasn't popular at the time when I thought of it. It
Oh,
was just
okay.
there, and I saw a picture of her, and I was like, wow. I was like, who is that? And then I read up on her, and I'm like, this is amazing, and I need to do this because it looks so easy. Like,
7 o'clock.
I love when it looks so super easy. I was like, I know exactly how to make this. And my brain's like working all these angles. So I went and I got the full body, just that Zentai suit. It's just a full body, like, sports event suit thing that covers your whole body. I just cut, like, the face open. And I sewed fur into this cheap cape, but it was shiny, so it looked good. And I had my friend Bobby Gordon. He makes props. I had him make the prop, the staff, and I went out there sometimes. I think I wore, like, these black cargo boots I had, and I had this army belt and the strap and everything, and I just got the thing that cost the most, I think, was the Black Panther mask itself, because I just wanted one that looked real. And I went out there and I'm like, I'm gonna be this freaking character because I don't have to say anything to people and I can just walk around looking heckin' cool. That was like the most exciting one. I think I love the Shuri the most.
You like Shuri the most, but people know you best for Harley. Is that right?
For sure, Harley. It's because Harley has more energy and bopping around. And obviously you can see my face. With the Black Panther, you can't see my face in that one.
Yeah, I really do like that one. That one is dope. Okay, so let's talk about costuming. So I know this, you aren't my first cosplay person that I've had on. I had on a young lady who actually, like, sews her costumes together. For cosplay, she did it for Black Panther, and she had a stunning, stunning costume, right? Your girl is not finna do all that, okay? I'm not doing all that, but I still want to be able to participate. So when you costume for cosplay, where do you go? Like tell me some of the places that you go to find, say, your shoes or your outfits. Like, give people ideas on where they can find places that'll help them be a great cosplayer.
Well, hold on to your hats because I got the rundown on all of that. Check
Okay.
this out.
Come on.
So when I first think of a cosplay I want, it's because I'm surfing the web. So I see a picture and I'm like, I think I can do that because I'm thinking I can go on wish.com. It takes a little while for the shipping, but you get a lot of really cool stuff on there. And most of the time, as long as you read the reviews, you will get some amazing stuff for like $2 or $3.
Wait. Let me stop you right there so I can help you co-sign on Wish.
Go ahead.
Dog, I have gotten so much stuff off of Wish, and you are exactly right. You have to read the reviews. You have to look at what you're ordering. Re look at the dimensions, right?
Yep, the size,
You
'cause you
gotta
get
you
crazy
come
stuff.
on. You'll get robbed if you don't. You gotta look at the dimensions, and you gotta pay attention to what you're doing. If you do that, man, you can get so much great stuff off of Wish, really.
Man, my
Wish.
closet is full of clothes that came off of Wish.
Come
Not gonna
on.
lie.
Come on, jackets. This year I went and got those really long trench coats, but they're like
Yes.
those long puff jackets with the hood.
Yep.
I got one of those off of Wish for like, I don't know, $15.
Which is ridiculous. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to
Oh, that's
co-sign
good.
you on Wish.
That's where I get shoes,
Okay.
crops. Sometimes that you can get a whole costume from there if you really look, but I'm not trying to do that because I ain't trying to wait. Most of the time, I'm trying to get things faster. So here's where you go if you want things a little bit faster. Do not be ashamed to go in Goodwill and see what they got on them racks because you will find some awesome stuff in there.
Okay.
Just random stuff. Stuff you just look at some pictures of reference material of the character you want to do. Go in Goodwill, you're gonna find some scraps or something, maybe even a whole piece that will go with it perfectly. Absolutely perfectly.
Okay.
And last but not least, my favorite place that has never done me no wrong is Amazon.com. Because Amazon, you can really find anything. Anything you're really looking for that you're having a hard time finding, or if you just feel like, look, I don't want to do all this work. I just want to find something already put together and maybe get someone to fix it or change a little here and there about it or just add something to it. Amazon. You just got to get creative with them search terms.
So your three places that I need to go is mm-hmm. Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Wish.
That's number two.
And Goodwill.
Exactly.
Oh, man,
go to a big great. Goodwill, like a big one. One of those big ones where they got just, it's huge and they got a lot of stuff in there.
Wait, that's great though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could save money on all three of those ways. I do all of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
And the only one you really have to wait a little bit longer for is Wish. But if you really needed it, they do have express shipping now, so it can come within a week.
I have never done express shipping with them, but
because I can wait. But come on.
But the standard shipping with them is about a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a month.
Like, yeah, it's a little while there, man.
Yeah, it's like it's. I mean, 3 weeks to a month is what you're looking at. So mm-hmm. yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah,
I am sending you a message in the chat. So, check that out.
Okay.
But anyways, okay. So you told me where to go to get costumes. Okay. Where do you go to get your inspiration?
Really, my inspiration comes from, I actually don't go looking for different cosplays that I want to do. They kind of just come to me.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm just, art is everywhere in my life. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, I follow so many artists. On Facebook, there's so many artists. And all of a sudden, they'll do this nerdy freaking mashup or something, art. And I'm like, I have to do this. This is speaking to my heart. I can see myself in this costume. That's why I'm working on a couple of cosplays right now, because of this art that I'm seeing everywhere.
Okay. So the character that I'm thinking about doing is from the 90s, right? Okay, because I'm not super young, but I am like the 90s. I love the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking about doing a costume from the 90s, mm-hmm. but I was looking for Black women in the 90s. You got me thinking about expanding it to all of the 90s mm-hmm. and just putting my own twist on it.
You should really choose whatever you want to do in cosplay, mm-hmm. do it. Because it's not about looking like that. It's not really about looking like that character. It's about showing your love for that character. It's about being the character that you want to be. Like, if you say, oh my gosh, I want to do a Cinderella cosplay. You are not blonde, nor are you a white woman. You do it, okay? We're going to know who you are. We're like, oh my gosh, that's Cinderella. We're not going to say, oh my gosh, that's Black male Cinderella. Come on. Let's be real around here.
No, because that does help me expand things. I mean, for my first cosplay, I was really thinking probably pretty small. Mm-hmm. And now I kind of got to think about it. I don't know. I might just expand things a little bit. But that mm-hmm. brings me to this part of the discussion. Pardon me. What you're saying is basically cosplaying your way.
Exactly. Cosplaying your way. And cosplay your way is such an important term to me. It's coined by Jabbar Lasley Fox. He has this whole marketing around it, because it's really important that no matter what you look like or if you match that character, that you do it just because that's what you want to do. You shouldn't let what other people think or how they feel about what you're doing change you enjoying yourself, because cosplay is all about enjoying yourself and expressing yourself and getting out there and putting on something that you worked hard on. Even if you just bought it right off the rack, you still worked hard for that money, okay? You put that costume on.
But I think that's super important for Black women more than anyone else, mm-hmm. because we are, I don't want to say we're kind of shunned out of the superhero world, but there's just not that many of us in the superhero world.
Yeah, the representation is really not there, and you have to scrounge and scrape to find anything that looks like us, mm-hmm. even a little bit of melanin in there. And that really limits, well, it tries to limit what we can do.
Yeah. I think for me, it's one of the reasons why I never really thought about cosplay being something that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so I started talking to women like yourself who are into cosplay, because there's not really, you know, the representation that white women have. It's mm-hmm. certainly not white men or Black men, you know?
even other POCs, it's just really much more difficult for us as we don't match what people imagine when they imagine a superhero, you know?
Right.
And then we come in all shapes and sizes, you know, and then superheroes, they generally come in that one size, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's, for me, that's a huge part of it. And that's why I really admire Cosplay Your Way, because Cosplay Your Way is basically telling you, don't let any of those restrictions hold you back from involving yourself in the cosplay world.
Mm-hmm.
Where it feels like you don't have, you know, a part to play in it.
The one place, cosplay is a space that we create ourselves, so we should be able to empower ourselves in that. Especially as Black women, where so many things on the outside are always breaking us down or making it seem like we can't get ahead or get anything done. When we have our own space that we create, we should be able to do whatever we want in it. Because we should be able to do whatever character we want or whatever that we feel like we want to do. Because everybody else, they do it. If there's a Black character, there's lots of white women out there cosplaying Storm right now. There's lots of white people out there cosplaying Black Lightning characters. And we don't have a problem with it. So why can't we take a hold of these other characters that don't look like us?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. When you said that, I really sat there and thought, well, why am I limiting myself to a Black woman from the 90s? I could just be anybody from the 90s.
And it's all about just what you like. Like when you wear it, you want to feel good and confident and proud, and you want someone to run up to you and say, oh my gosh, you like that character too, or you like this show too, and you want to get into a conversation about it. It's supposed to be something that it expresses you. It's about you, you know?
Right. So let's talk about some of the cosplay ideas you have for the future. Like, where are you at for this year? What are you thinking about?
Well, let me open my handy dandy cosplans folder.
Yeah.
I keep a nice little set of pictures, because when you get inspired, it's hard to find those pictures later. You got to, because sometimes you forget. Anywho, my latest cosplay was Steampunk Zatanna. And I was really excited about that because of the steampunk aspect. It was my first time doing steampunk. And I'm actually also looking forward to doing a steampunk Batgirl this year.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So tell me how steampunk changes it a little bit. Okay, I know what I think of when I think of steampunk. I'm thinking of like old style, clocks.
It's like Victorian style plus like technology. So like Victorian style boots, and she's got these goggles on and this gas mask, and it's just gonna be really dope.
Okay.
I wish I could show you the picture. I think I have the picture here.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna share the picture with you in a second.
Put it in the chat, or put it. You could text me it. Either way, I want to see it. So you said you want to do a steampunk Batgirl.
Batgirl. Yeah.
Did you ever do Zatanna?
I did. I think I only wore it the one time recently at the, what was that? Hair of the Dragon. It was Hair of the Dragon photo shoot event, which I really pulled out all the stops with all the first times, because I had never been to Hair of the Dragon. And yet I was like, I can do this. I can do this. This is going to be cool. And so I also premiered brand new cosplay and a brand new photo shoot.
Okay.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. I sent it in the chat.
Okay.
It's just got these, if you look at it, it looks so complicated, but if you really think about it, it's so simple. You got a corset, you got these puffy shorts, and this just this crop top, and this cute, like, short cut-off cape that she's got on, with just little tiny bat ears pointing at the top. And if you imagine that looking, like, just very simple, but it's so streamlined and lovely, and I feel like I could rock that.
Well, number one, that's dope as fuck. Let's stop right there.
For real.
Super dope. And what you just did was interesting. So when I look at a costume, if I just break it down into the pieces, then that'll help me figure out what I need to get. Because when I look at costumes, I'm looking at them as a whole. Like, where am I going to find this hat? But you're saying, look at each piece of the costume and figure out how to get this piece, how to get that piece.
Yeah, because looking at costumes is kind of hard. You're like, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. How did you do that? But if you really try to think about how they did that, it's like, I could do that. So I try to break, it took me a while to kind of get like that, to start seeing it as you can do it, kind of like a I can do it type mindset. And then you start being able to break it down. Like, I know what this is, like all the recognizable pieces. If you can recognize all the pieces in the cosplay, then you can make it. You can get this corset, you can get these shorts. It's not a lot of pieces. It might take a while to collect everything, and some parts you might have to finagle, like this crop top's got this bat symbol on it, but it can be done. Not so hard. You don't even have to sew anything for this.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So you, when I look at it, it's got this cape with the ears. Then you've got goggles and you've got like a gas mask, it looks like. And then you've got the corset and you've got that cape you were talking about. You got the puffy shorts and you got the belt. And it looks like you have thigh highs.
Yeah. What's
And
funny is these are just like regular. You could just, it doesn't even have to be exactly that. Wearing stockings, or you don't even have to wear them at all. These boots could be some short boots. Even the gas mask could just be like a piece of cloth around your face. It's just got the drawing on it or something. And not gonna lie, if you look in the toy section at some stores, that stuff looks really good. They make really quality toys these days. So you could get this Batgirl toy belt anywhere for like cheap.
yeah, that's super interesting. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I might just title this How to Cosplay Your Way, because really, you're helping me out quite a bit. So that's how you get your inspiration.
Yep, this is some artist. I had the name was is on there, but it's like it's tiny at the bottom where her foot is. But these artists, they come up with this stuff and they're just all like, look at what I did. And I'm like, look what I'm going to do, because you just inspired me so hardcore just seeing it.
Oh yeah, that's super dope. And here you are. Okay, so this is Batgirl, who's clearly a white woman.
I'm not a ginger either.
No, and are you gonna get the ginger wig?
Oh, heck yeah.
You are. Okay.
Here's the other thing. If we don't have to even do that. We don't have to do wigs. We could make it black hair. I could easily get myself just this huge ass orange afro wig and just rock it extra hard and not even wear the hood on. Or I could just put like a couple of streaks of orange in my hair or red in my hair, and people get the idea. We don't have to conform to what these characters look like completely. We just need to have the basic idea. Because in the end, you're cosplaying, sure, but you're still you under there. So a way to put yourself and that character together, kind of smash them up, is always nice to have a little bit of you still shining out through this character.
Okay. Yeah, that's super interesting. So, are you doing this for MomoCon this year?
Nah, this one's gonna have to wait till Dragon Con, but it's definitely coming out.
Okay.
'Cause the goggles I already have, actually, from
Do
the steampunk Zatanna. I'm just gonna take the glass out and it'll be already done. And I've already got all of these things sitting in a cart, sitting in multiple carts, waiting to be bought. Waiting to be I'm probably gonna make the pointy things on her arms, foam that I'm gonna paint. And just glue it to some gloves. I've got all this. Whenever I put it in my cost plans list, I sit down and I write out what each piece is, and I try to figure out where I can get them.
That's super dope. I really do appreciate Cosplay Your Way and people like yourself because it makes it feel like cosplay is attainable. Because it didn't feel like that before for me.
Yeah, whenever the cosplay world is introduced, it can seem like this big monster of a thing. It really can. Especially when you see some really amazing things, it can be daunting, it can be discouraging. But then there are people who wear more simple things like me. And you're like, oh, I know, I've seen this or I've seen that. You just kind of got to take it at your own pace and just take it slow. And then eventually, then you're making, trying to make stuff like this. I started with a store-bought costume, not even knowing what I wanted to be. And now I'm up here trying to tackle something like this.
Okay. So do you have cosplayers, black women that you admire?
I do. I admire, I was just gonna tell you, I admire so many people in the cosplay community. Everyone I meet, they're so absolutely amazing. And I'm proud of everyone I meet. I actually want to point out one person that I look up to just in even in regular everyday life. She is the sweetest and she's so stylish and she's just, I like her a lot. She's a really amazing person. And her name is Renee. She's actually one of the in charge of PeachyCon. It's like a maid service type thing. And she's so cute. And she does all these cosplays. Like she just posted a Bumblebee cosplay, Bumblebee from DC Comics. And it's the pinup style cheerleader outfit. And she's absolutely precious in it. And I love her so much. And she is so inspirational just with the looks, and she's always so upbeat and happy, and every time I see her, she's just blowing me away.
So now, is that your Black woman shout out?
That is my Black woman shout out.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you mine in a little bit, but I wanted to know if you had some ladies that we can do. What's her IG? Because I want us to be able to follow
PeachyCon Princess.
PeachyCon Princess?
That's it.
Aw, I like that.
Isn't it cute? Woo! I die.
All right. And do you have another one?
Actually, I want to point out the person you had on last time at your podcast, Dana C. Morgan. She's actually like my best freaking friend. Mm-hmm. And we photograph things together. And she's always just so inspirational and positive. And she's talented. Her images are amazing. And she keeps me going, really. Like sometimes I don't get into to photograph things as much, but she keeps me going in the photography world. She makes sure I'm still motivated to do things. And she's always got my back, you know? She's real inspirational, strong, motivated, and professional lady.
Now, see, if you want to get inspiration from her, you can look at her photographs.
Heck yeah, man.
Because she does some really great photography of some cosplay that is bomb as fuck. And I...
Like
I remember when I first started looking at her pages before she came on the show, and I was just like, wow, these costumes are phenomenal.
She captures them so well. Like she's like, okay, now that I know what you're about to do and who you are, I'm about to show you how I'm about to blow the world up with these photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She does such an amazing job. Like she knows exactly what to do and her timing is great. Like she's a dang star, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's incredible. I was really excited to be able to get her on the show. And I hope to have her back again soon.
Yeah.
So let's talk about mine. We'll go ahead and talk about my Black woman shout out. So today I went to go see Us.
Mm-hmm.
The movie by Jordan Peele. And I'm not going to spoil it because I will be a shit person for doing that. But I will say, fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. And the reason why I'm saying Us before my Black woman shout out is because I really want to shout out Lupita.
Yes.
Now, Lupita is, we already knew Lupita was a hell of an actress from all the movies we saw before from her. But I've never seen Lupita be able to play so many characters at the same time. She had so much range. You know, she played from one end of the spectrum to the other, and she had you guessing, and she, you know, had you sad and happy. And this movie had moments where you're freaked out. First of all, it's not a horror movie. So whoever's saying it's a horror movie, it's not. It's a thriller. It's very similar to Get Out.
Yeah.
But this movie, like just like Get Out, you have moments where you laugh out loud. You have moments where you're screaming at the screen. You have moments where you're like in suspense trying to figure out what's going to happen to this character. And Lupita, all of them acted great. You know, every single character or every single person had to really work on their character without question. But Lupita really stood out because you know how Get Out was, there really wasn't any Black women in Get Out.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, there was really no representation short of my girl that said, no. And in this movie is the story of Lupita's character. And so I really hope people can see just how phenomenal of an actress she is because I was literally in awe of her. And I don't really say that about people acting very much, but She was just that great in it. So I hope that each and every person that can hear my voice will go out and watch Us, pay to go see Us at least one time, guys.
Oh, I'm definitely in there for seeing Us.
Yeah.
The moment I saw, I was like, Jordan Peele got another one?
Yeah.
Is that Lupita? Okay, come we're on. In there.
And also, Winston Duke. I don't care what y'all try to do to Winston Duke. He's still fine. Okay?
That man. Woo! Okay.
Good we just God don't almighty. Need that. Right?
Need that because I ain't got no words for all that.
Come on. Come on. It's just, mm-hmm. cool. Yeah. So I want to give that as my Black woman shout out. Did you see Captain Marvel yet?
I did not. That's next on the list as well. I know that they have our girl in there. You know, the other Captain Marvel.
Yeah. I saw it and I'm super excited for Endgame because I'm hoping that my girl is in that movie. But they have Maria and Monica Rambeau in Captain Marvel and that was fantastic as well. So just starting to see Black women start to have like some really good, like meaty, juicy roles, being able to show our range and, you know, how much of a badass we all are. It just feels really good.
It does. It's really our time right now. And we need to make sure we get out there and support all this.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time coming. And I, you know, with these type of performances and, you know, this type of importance to the character, I really hope that this continues to happen because, you know, little girls are watching.
Exactly.
It's important. So was there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about you and how I'm really happy that you asked me to be on your show and I'm really honored and it was so awesome talking to you.
Oh girl, bye. Anytime you want to come on, anytime. I do appreciate you coming on, you know, and I want to make sure that everyone's able to see how wonderful your cosplay is. So I'm going to give you her IG, guys. It is Mahogany Wings Cosplay. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then mahoganywings.com is your website.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, boo.
Oh, shut up.
It has been an absolute pleasure, mama.
Yo, super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to have you back on again.
Keep playing. I'm going to be your next co-star.
Uh-huh. Keep it up. All right, guys. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Thank you.